Take care in receiving new light, December 22. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to pray for divine enlightenment, and at the same time we should be careful about receiving everything termed new light. I have been shown that it is the device of the enemy to divert minds to some obscure or unimportant point, something that is not fully revealed or is not essential to salvation. We must let the principles of the third angel's message stand out clear and distinct. The great pillars of our faith will hold all the weight that can be placed upon them. Our ministers must cease to dwell upon their peculiar ideas, with the feeling, "You must see the point as I do, or you cannot be saved." Away with this egotism. The great work to be done in every case is to win souls to Christ. There is a time of trouble coming to the people of God, but we are not to keep that constantly before the people, and rein them up to have a time of trouble beforehand. There is to be a shaking among God's people, but this is not the present truth to carry to the churches. It will be the result of refusing the truth presented. The ministers should not feel that they have some wonderful advanced ideas, and unless all receive these, they will be shaken out, and a people will arise to go forward and upward to the victory. Satan's object is accomplished just as surely when people run ahead of Christ and do the work he has never entrusted to their hands, as when they remain in the Laodicean state, lukewarm, feeling rich and increased with goods, and in need of nothing. The two classes are equally stumbling blocks. Some zealous ones who are aiming and straining every energy for originality have made a grave mistake in trying to get something startling, wonderful, entrancing, before the people, something that they think others do not comprehend. But often they do not themselves know what they are talking about. Some are naturally combative. They would like to enter into controversy, would like to fight for their particular ideas, but they should lay this aside, for it is not developing the Christian graces. Work with all your power to answer the prayer of Christ, that his disciples may be one as he is one with the Father.